Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to music inspired by the Aurora Borealis, or the Northern Lights. Aurora Borealis is what we call tonight's program. Just a couple of musical responses to the natural phenomenon of the Aurora Borealis, or the Northern Lights, this week. There's actually a fair amount out there, but for tonight we'll focus on two works from Northern Europe, and composers who should be very well acquainted with the effect. Let's begin with Finnish composer Uno Klami. Klami studied with Erkki Mellerton in Helsinki, and then later in Paris and Vienna. Though he composed much on the subject of the Kalevala, the Finnish national epic that so influenced Sibelius, his sound is often more cosmopolitan than that of many of his compatriots, influenced in part by musical currents he was exposed to while in France. The music we're about to hear is titled Northern Lights. Following its premiere in 1948, some critics questioned whether the content of the piece lived up to the expectations engendered by the title. Klami responded, "The Northern Lights can be much more than the superficial play of colors in the sky. They can be an expression of the infinite loneliness of the human spirit." In fact, Klami thought it his best work. Strange, then, that this would be its only available recording. On an Undine compact disc, issued in 2010, here's the Helsinki Philharmonic, conducted by Jan Storgards. Northern Lights, by Uno Klami. A work first performed in 1948. That was called Northern Lights. The composer was Uno Klami. The Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Jan Storgårds on an Ondine compact disc issued in 2010. Klami spent most of his life in his native Finland, though as I mentioned, he studied abroad in Paris and Vienna. He lived from 1900 to 1961. It's music inspired by the Northern Lights this week, Aurel Borealis. You're listening to The Lost Chord. We turn next to Norwegian composer Geir Tveit. His last name spelled T-V-E-I-T-T. Tveit was born in Bergen, Edvard Grieg's native city, in 1908. His family was originally from the Hardanger region, and every summer they returned to Kvam to do farm work. Tveit's connections to the Norwegian countryside color most of his mature pieces. Again, like Grieg, he studied music in Leipzig, and then, unlike Grieg, in Paris with Arthur Honegger and Hétar Villa-Lobos, to say nothing of legendary pedagogue Nadia Boulanger. Tveit became very well known as a pianist. He worked in Norwegian broadcasting. In 1970, a very great tragedy occurred when a fire swept through Tveit's home, a farmhouse in Nordheimsund, destroying most of his unpublished manuscripts. 300 pieces stored in wooden chests, fully four-fifths of his compositional output. By extension, and not surprisingly, it also destroyed his ability to compose. He succumbed to alcoholism and died a broken man, with little hope of being remembered, in 1981. A very sad story, especially as now, 30 years later, music lovers have access to some very fine recordings of his surviving, in some cases reconstructed, output on both the Naxos and Bis labels. The exceptional quality of what's available, and speculation over what's been lost, causes the listener to share Tveit's heartbreak. Two of his piano concertos, numbers 2 and 6, seem to have been lost forever in the conflagration. Another, number 3, survives as a broadcast recording. Orchestral parts to the one we're about to hear survived, along with the score to a two-piano version, and again, a recording, so that the work could be restored. Tveit was always fascinated by the heavens, the constellations in the night sky, and the northern lights. His piano concerto number 4 bears the subtitle Aurora Borealis. It falls into three movements. The northern lights awaken above the autumn colors, glittering in the winter heavens, and fading away in the bright night of spring. The work was first performed in Paris in 1947 with the composer at the keyboard. In this recording, the soloist is Håvard Gimse, and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra is conducted by Bjarte Engeset. The Piano Concerto No. 4, Aurora Borealis, by Geir Tveit. Thank you. Music dating from 1947 by Geir Tveit. That was his Piano Concerto No. 4, Aurora Borealis. The soloist was Håvard Gimse, and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra was conducted by Bjarte Engeset from a Naxos compact disc. And with the Piano Concerto No. 4 by Tveit, T-V-E-I-T-T, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. An hour of musical responses to the Northern Lights. Aurora Borealis. I'm Ross Samico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. Playlist information may be found at our website, wwfm.org.